Mischke Broadcast. Black Sheep Broadcasting Network. This is an unfortunate turn of events. Headline from today's news: demolition crew tears down wrong house. Oh, Jenny Lopez's home is a pile of rubble tonight after a demolition crew mistakenly tore down the wrong house. They were supposed to tear down the one across the street.
What a gap. A big blunder.
Whoops-a-daisy.
A major flub.
Whoops-a-daisy.
Stupidity.
Whoops-a-daisy.
That's Mikey Lunan and the Ben House Boys. The house that was supposed to be demolished today was across the street from Jenny's house. House numbers in this particular Phoenix neighborhood are not well marked. All the mailboxes sit on one side of the street, making identification difficult. Anyway, this investment group hired contractors to tear down the house across the street from Jenny Lopez's. It was vacant. It was boarded up. It was fenced in. But that house was left standing. Lopez wasn't home at the time. One of her neighbors spotted the heavy construction equipment in her yard and alerted her at work. But by the time she came home, the house was already rubble. Demolition man David Gomez declined a comment about the incident, but told a television station that he would probably be losing his job soon. Well, it could be worse, Dave. You could have lost your house. You know, in Singapore, that eye for an eye rule calls for you to lose your house in this sort of a situation. You're just going to lose your job, Dave. Jobs are a dime a dozen. A house you've lived in for years with all your valuables inside, your heirlooms, your memories, that's a tougher thing to replace. Yeah. When you were tearing it down, you didn't happen to ask yourself why someone had left inside all the furniture and the china and the antiques, did you, Dave? Because that's unusual to leave all that inside. And when you saw Grandma sleeping in the bed there in the den, you must have said, this isn't like other demolition projects. How do you make the lath and the rafters drop either side of the old gal just so? How do you... Boy, gonna have to finesse this one. Whoops, that chunk of plaster had to hurt. Be a little careful there, fella. Whoa! Who's that? Another lady? What the hell's going on here? Oh, my God, what a mess. Dave, this must have been about the time your fleeting employment passed before your eyes. It's amazing he still had his job by the time the TV people got to him.